This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen. While many Americans are struggling to land one job, Daniel Siddiqui has found 50. Siddiqui is a recent graduate from the University of Southern California, and he is spending a week in each of the 50 states working 50 different jobs. Daniel Siddiqui joins me now on the phone. He's just outside Ringwood, Oklahoma. And Daniel, what are you doing for work there this week?
Well, this week I'm a roustabout, I'm installing a pumping unit, which you've probably seen in Southern California that pumped crude oil from the ground.
How's it going?
It's definitely dirty, and it's definitely something that was out of my comfort zone.
Out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm slowly adapting, and the first day was just all the terminology was just over my head.
You're calling this project, working in the 50 different states, Living the Map. How did this idea get started?
The idea came when I struggled to find a job. I failed 40 interviews, and it was so frustrating out of college. It got to the point where I'm sure you're familiar with the study where, you know, an employer decides if they want to hire someone after 7 seconds. It got to the point where, like, okay, 7 seconds is up. Are you going to hire me or not? So I started traveling around the country volunteering in different careers, from Chicago to Atlanta to Virginia, and I noticed so many cultural differences. And now I was like, wow, I want to showcase this, and I want to share my experience with everybody, so I'm going to write a book about this.
How do employers react when you call up and say you'd like to work for them, but you're just going to do it for a week?
Well, the thing is, I'm glad I failed 40 interviews because it made me a stronger person, because I've been rejected like a couple thousand times. And it definitely paid off setting this project up, because people were like laughing at me. They didn't know what to think of this project. And now that it's finally, you know, made a positive impact around the country, finding a job is really easy for me now. I feel like I can get any job I want in this country. It's amazing how I just flipped the script here, you know, from failing 40 interviews to basically landing any job around the country.
This is week 19.
Yeah.
Do you feel confident that at the end of all this, you'll be able to find a full-time job? And if so, where do you think you might land?
Oh, the crazy thing is that most of these jobs hired me full-time by the week's end. And I was like, well, let me finish my project, and then I'll have 50 jobs to choose from. And, you know, that's the best part of it. Some of them weren't even having positions open before I got there, but I still found my way, got my foot in the door, and they hired me full-time.
And any leading contenders so far? What's been your favorite one to date?
I really like the entrance jobs, like Border Patrol and logging. And then I really also like the last week I was an archaeologist in Arkansas. And, I mean, so far they've all been great experiences. And I'm still open to seeing, you know, what else is out there. But so far, so good.
So where are you headed next week?
Next week, I'll be working for Chevron as a petroleum engineer in Houston, Texas.
And we should note here that you kind of choose jobs depending on the state that you're in, kind of geographic representation.
Yeah, exactly. It depicts the culture and the economy of the state. And it kind of helps us understand from state to state what we do. And that's the other part of my project, is just the whole cultural aspect of this country.
Daniel, I was thinking about you today, and mostly I was thinking about your accountant. This year's going to be a lot of fun, but I would imagine the year after that, it's just going to be an absolute mess with all the states you've generated income in.
Well, see, I have that planned out, too. I'm going to work for the IRS in Massachusetts.
Daniel Siddiqui, his project is called Living the Map. You can find it at livingthemap.com. This week, he is a roustabout in Oklahoma. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks for having me.
You can see photos of Daniel Siddiqui hard at work all across the country at npr.org.